Oh, hey, sorry, I must have butt-dialed you. Welcome to the Chad the Bird podcast, the last episode of 2018. I'm still stuck at the airport, so I'm just leaving you this message to let you know. This episode, the news of the week was about this movie on Netflix that people won't stop talking about, so I'm just going to add to it by talking about it.
You like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
It's the end of the year and I'm not gonna do that thing. Not gonna do it. I'm gonna keep it together. I'm not gonna drink a shitload of whatever's left in the booze cupboard and go off on my boss or do a rundown of the dumbest shit of the year and tell everyone to suck my dick or whatever. I'm not gonna do it. 2018 was a rolling garbage truck into a daycare of a year. And we're just hoping it doesn't catch on fire. And oh shit, there it went. Did we get all the kids out? No, Amber is still in there. I guess that's fine. And as the year closes, many a Facebook wall will start naming their top 10. Could be music, could be plays, God forbid it's books, but usually it's movies. And that makes sense. In times of great anxiety and emotion, great movies are produced. Nuclear Holocaust, you get a Godzilla. Communism got you down, make The Blob, and now it's fun. In fact, if you chart the rise of classic explode-em-ups like Total Recall and Demolition Man, which then gave way to Hurt Locker and The Bourne Identity, though damn fine films they were, they lack the slime good gories of the olden times. You can see the effect 9/11 had on the action film. Movies are a super easy way to take the temperature of a society if you look at them in bulk. And 2018 had its share of reactions. Widows was totally a heist movie with a little fall of patriarchy as a chaser, but was also super raw in its reflection of the gentrification war that's going on in Chi-Town right now. Eighth Grade was a time capsule of the social media generation. So much was it that you can never show it to your dad as it will overwhelm his circuitry. The Avengers, Infinity War, Black Panther, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse are all dick-kickingly subtle allegories for the power of inclusion and diversity, and shit was so bad, we had to call Mary fucking Poppins back to active duty. That's 2018. But we're not going to talk about that, no. Because all you want to talk about is goddamn Bird Box. I mean, we could talk about how the new Halloween is not just one of the best of the year, but also one of the greatest franchise sequels ever. Because instead of just making it bigger and badder, director David Gordon Green used his movie to change the slasher movie conversation to be about the effects of trauma on a family and the reality of being a woman who survived a nightmare. But no, you want to talk about Sandra Bullock screaming at her stupid kids while blindfolded and floating down a river for 2 hours and 4 minutes, because how the fuck they didn't crash that boat 1,000 times is the important conversation we should be having. We could talk about how one of the Farrelly brothers tried to make a sweet movie about racism and ended up making a racist movie that seems sweet called Green Book that I'm sure your Uncle Patriot loved because he hates the Italians. But no, you want to talk about a movie where Dude from Moonlight, Silver Linings Playbook Mom, Brenda from Maze Runner, Little Ray and Dumplin all end up in a fully furnished McMansion where the electricity and the water still work with John Malkovich, who I'm pretty sure was just staying in that house when they were filming. So they just let him be in the movie, and we're supposed to feel bad for them because survival? We could spend the last moments of 2018 shitting on Aquaman, but no, you want to talk about a movie in which the line, quote, "Gary knew about the birds and he put them in a freezer," is spoken in all seriousness. That's what you want to talk about at the end here. And I'm indeed talking to most of you. Since its release on December 13th, Netflix estimated that 45 million separate accounts have watched at least part of Bird Box. And Netflix has over 118 million subscribers. So, That means almost half of all Netflix now knows what I mean when I ask, can Sarah Paulson not do a show where she's crying and driving at the same time? That's not fair. Literally everybody knows what I mean when I ask that. And for those that don't, the answer is no. It's physically impossible. It's a law now. This movie that features a pair of children named Boy and Girl, just in case you were confused as to which was which and whether or not it even matters, spoilers, no it fucking doesn't, has crippled all records for an opening week of any Netflix film ever in a world where Dumplin' also premiered on Netflix. In fact, watch Dumplin'.
Yeah!
It's like Steel Magnolias, Fried Green Tomatoes, and Drop Dead Gorgeous had the most lovable baby of all time that just wants to love you no matter what, and it's fine, you'll cry. In fact, if you watch Dumplin' and then get drunk and watch Bird Box, it's like they're in the same universe. Which makes Dumplin' even better. And Bird Box even dumber. We could be talking about Dumplin'. But instead, Bird Box is the hill you want to die on when the flaming broken helicopter that was 2018 finally comes to a dragging stop just on the edge of the cliff and we got to collect ourselves. So fine. Let's talk about Bird Box. Spoiler alert. I'm going to spoil the fuck out of this movie. So if for some reason you haven't caught the wave, you've been warned. But Netflix and chill out, because there is nothing you can't see coming in this movie. It's like watching a train come at you, but you're not getting out of the way because you're kind of amazed how slow trains actually are. So Sandra Bullock plays a painter who can only paint loneliness, and she's hanging out with her sister Sarah Paulson, who cries. And then the world ends. What's happening is that there's these flying monsters in the sky that you can't look at or you'll go crazy and kill yourself. Not bad, V. Lovecraft. And everybody dies brutally and horribly. It goes from zero to full-on Godzilla in 2 seconds. But somehow Sandra makes it out. Of course she does. She survives Speed 2 in The Blind Side. No way she's not going out. But that's a flashback that comes later. To begin with, we get some shots of the river and a voice telling us there's a safe space. So we know it's gonna be okay. Because it can't be too scary or we might get scared. And then Sandra gives us a warning so profound, so meta, so prescient. It's almost like the screenwriter is warning us about this movie. Quote, I'm gonna say this once. We're going on a trip now and it's gonna be rough. It's gonna feel like it's going on for a long time. It's gonna be hard to stay alert. It's gonna be even harder to stay quiet. And I could not agree more, Sandy. But then it's off to the river. Basically the world as it is now. Okay, when you go out, you blindfold yourself because I guess all the visors were destroyed in the apocalypse. After a bunch of stumbling and confusion, Sandra finds herself in a beautiful summer house in the woods with B.D. Wong and John Malkovich. B.D. Wong doesn't make it, which is a crime against humanity. But don't worry, John Malkovich is here to Malkovich the fuck out of this situation. And then the rest show up, and it's time to see who's gonna go crazy first. Luckily, both Sandra and Danielle McDonald are pregnant. Oh, if you didn't think there was going to be some pregnancy peril in this, then clearly you didn't see A Quiet Place earlier this year, which is about survival in a world where there's these monsters that will kill you if you hear them so you can't talk. Different movie, you guys. In that one, it's your mouth that's blindfolded. The way this is going, the next movie is going to be about evil farts that if you smell it, you die. We're going to call it Whiff, and it's like 45 million of you are going to watch it on Netflix the week it comes out. Anyway, we're treated to not one, but two birthing sequences, because we have to remember that babies are born, not just made. That's what it's all about, people. There's even a water breaking scene, just in case you forgot how birth works. So anyway, babies are born, they grow up, now they're children, and all this time, Sandra Bullock never named them, I guess because it's easier when you're blindfolded and running through the woods. If this movie had been a choose-your-own-adventure movie like the latest Black Mirror episode Bandersnatch, which is also on Netflix and also way better than Bird Box, and also we should be talking about that instead, I think it would have been a better experience because then I could have chosen the option that made Sandra Bullock and Trevante Rhodes pick a different fucking horror movie. Like maybe Hereditary, which was a masterpiece of tension and anxiety. But no, we're not talking about that. Anyway, Bird Box. Why is it called Bird Box? Because they got a box of birds in it, of course. Because when floating madness monsters are nearby, the birds go crazy. But they really don't need them. Because every time the invisible crazy monsters show up, there's enough fucking bass to make your neighbors complain. Anyway, somehow by luck or love or whatever, they make it down the river. That's it, movie over. By now you're wondering, what about blind people? Don't worry, that's a plot point. In fact, this whole movie is about suburbanites coming to grips with their own privilege. Because, oh no, you can't look at shit? What a bummer. Too bad some people are born that way, but whatever, it's your problem now, Tiffany. Whatever will you do? Basically, the movie that 45 million subscribers watched is about something terrifying taking over. And instead of figuring out how to stop it, understand it, or even acknowledge it, everybody blindfolds themselves and runs screaming into the woods, which, goddamn it, makes it the perfect metaphor for 2018. Movies are reactions, and there were many wonderful ones in the wake of this shitty year. And as the future looms, remember not to take the easy way out. Look for the complicated messages, because in there is the truth. Look to movies that challenge, that spark debate, and not the ones you can just watch and get it over with. You're better than that. We're better than that. So here's to the work, here's to you, here's to making it better, and here's to the future. And 2018 can suck my dick. I love you. Good night.
Chad the Bird! Green Mill, give it home!
Well, here we are. End of 2018. Time to pause for reflection. It's a good thing I found an empty area in gate in this airport, because I can do this openly without fear of judgment. First thing I'm going to do in 2019, I'm going to try Cronuts. Never had a Cronut. People swear by it. I don't know why. It doesn't interest me, but I'm going to try it, because I want to know what the fuss is. I'm going to make sure that friends of mine don't drink hazelnut coffee around me, because I'm going to try to get rid of all the negative vibes in my life, or at least the toxic personalities around me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to learn how to tie a bow tie. There it is. Maybe I'll switch to bow ties, because I think those are classier in a lot of ways. I don't know. Probably going to have to watch A Star Is Born, even though I didn't this year. People really like that movie. I guess I'll watch it. I don't know if I should or I shouldn't, so I'm just going to do it. And, I don't know. I'm going to high-five more often. So if you see me on the street, high-five. What are your goals for the year? Think them over. Say them out loud to a family member or a loved one. See what they think, and don't let them judge you. That's kind of my overarching advice, I think, for next year. Is don't let anybody judge you. Just do you. We got to do a lot of work, so there's no time for us to double back. Special thanks to the Barracudas for carrying us through another year. Special thanks to the Green Mill for a million years of excellence. Special thanks to you, the listener, for staying with me. Please rate and review, and I will see you in the future if I ever get the fuck out of this airport! Sorry for yelling. Don't call security. Happy New Year!